For the first time in more than two decades, some of Indiana's prisoners could get help from the federal government to pursue a college education. The Obama administration announced last year the creation of the Second Chance Pell pilot program. The U.S. Department of Education will select a small number of colleges to partner with prisoners as part of the program. As WFIU's Barbara Brozier reports, that means some Hoosier prisoners could be able to pursue a college education for the first time in years.
Michelle Jones is working in the computer lab at the Indiana Women's Prison in Indianapolis. She spends a lot of time here.
I have done research on the cult of domesticity, and I've done research on cult of true womanhood and Quakerism.
One of her most recent projects delves into the history of the very prison she's serving time in. She recently presented her research at a statewide conference, and it's not the first time.
We've done conferences. We've been able to Skype with the world and share our research.
Jones says educational opportunities have been essential to her success here. She's serving the last of a 21-year sentence for murder and neglect of a dependent. And more than two decades in prison can take its toll.
The brain atrophies. I mean, it does. And you begin to think on petty things, small things, and your scope gets narrower and narrower and narrower. So education was critical, and this program really was fundamental for me.
Unlike the majority of women here, Jones has a college diploma. The opportunity for Indiana prisoners to obtain one while serving their sentences ended in 2012, when the Indiana Department of Corrections phased out its college degree programs to save money.
It was one of the hardest days in prison. You would think something involving your personal self would be the hardest thing in prison. But that was one of the hardest days, to see their faces and their cries and their frustration.
The Department of Corrections still offers high school equivalency programs, as well as job and vocational training. But the opportunity for prisoners to earn a college degree, essential for many real-world jobs, is only available if they pay the entire cost of tuition themselves. Indiana Commissioner for Higher Education, Teresa Lubbers, says that could eventually change because of the Second Chance Pell Pilot Program.
While a high school equivalency is important, it's only the first rung on the ladder. And so getting an opportunity for people to move beyond that, I think, is really important.
Study after study shows education decreases a prisoner's chances of recidivism. According to the Indiana Department of Corrections, those with a college diploma return to prison at a rate of 21%, while those with an education level below a GED returned at a rate of nearly 38%.
I think it's pretty clear if you look at the impact of education on recidivism rates, that in fact there is a correlation between people who have education and skills when they leave a prison being able to then have a meaningful kind of job afterwards.
Critics of the Second Chance Pell Pilot Program say federal money shouldn't be spent on educating people who break the law, but only prisoners who are eligible for release within 5 years can qualify for the grants. They also have to meet all other federal financial aid requirements. John Nally is the director of education at the Indiana Department of Corrections.
Just because they're a subset moved over here, I don't think that we should stop our educational process. So if it's for the general welfare of the whole state to educate people, it's to the general welfare of the state to educate 28,000 Hoosiers that are in prison.
The U.S. Department of Education received more than 200 applications from colleges hoping to participate in the pilot. They'll partner with prisons and provide the college courses. Nally says it's unclear how many will be selected for the experiment, or whether Indiana prisoners will have the opportunity to take advantage of the funding.
I don't think it's realistic to think that the feds are going to send a large sum of money to any one state that would impact 5, 8, 10% of the population.
As universities wait for word on whether they've made the cut, Jones is holding out hope that an Indiana institution will be selected for the pilot. She already has her degree and wants the other women here to have the same opportunity.
I don't have time to be idle and get involved in the drama and the conflict that's so common in prison environments, right? Because I've got assignments, I've got a purpose, I've got a goal that I'm reaching towards that is recognizable not only in the prison but in the world.
If all goes according to plan, Jones will get to use everything she learned here in the real world. She's scheduled to be released next year. For WFIU News, I'm Barbara Brozier.